There was once a king who was very, very wise. He was so wise, in fact, that scholars from all over the land came to live in his kingdom just to study his wisdom. He was also very fair. And because he was so fair, poor people from all over the land came to live in his country because they knew that if they got in trouble, the king would not look down on them because they were poor. Because there were so many people living in the kingdom, merchants from all over came to live in the kingdom. Pretty soon there were not enough shops to go around, and many of the merchants had to sell their wares out of carts. One of the merchants was a cook, and he made the most wonderful stew. It was so wonderful, in fact, that people used to follow him through the streets, hoping that they would get hungry so that they could buy a bowl. In this kingdom there was also a farmer, a very, very poor man. He worked all year with his crops, and when he had sold everything he had grown, he always had just enough money to buy shoe leather for his children, a nice present for his wife, and a loaf of bread. One year, after working very, very hard, he had 5 copper pennies. He took them into the town, which was a good 2 days' walk. When he got there, oh, he was very, very tired. His wife had given him a loaf of bread before he left, and he'd been chewing on it the entire time he'd been walking. When he finally got to the town, he had only the crust left. As he walked through the town, looking at all the people, he suddenly smelt a wonderful smell. Oh, it was so wonderful. He followed his nose. Oh, into a great big square where there were people lounging everywhere, and in the middle of it all, there was a little man standing behind a cart. The little man had a pinched face, pinched eyes, and a little pinched mouth. He was snapping at the people around him, and he was ladling out stew. Oh, and the stew, it smelled so wonderful. Before the farmer could stop his feet, he'd walked straight up to the cart. Oh. And then he heard a voice. What are you looking at? The farmer jumped back, and there was the little man with the pinched eyes and the pinched mouth and the little pinched face. He said, do you want something or not? The farmer said, no, I... Then get out of the way, you smell. And besides that, I've got people who want to buy stew. Get. The farmer backed up. Oh, he couldn't buy the stew, but, ooh, he could smell it. He felt his pocket, and there was that crust of bread. His stomach was churning. He really wanted that stew, but he knew that if he bought some stew, he wouldn't have enough money left to buy shoe leather or a present for his wife. Then he got an idea. He pulled out that crust of bread, and when the cook opened his stew pot, the farmer waved the bread in the air. Some of that steam and smell soaked into that crust of bread, and when the farmer bit into it, oh, it was quite satisfying. A little warm, had just enough of the smell of the stew in it to make it delicious. The farmer sat and ate that bread, and when he was done, he heard a voice. Well, pay up! The farmer said, what? I said the cook, pay up! You took the smell of my stew. I want 5 silver pieces for that. 5 silver pieces, said the farmer, for the smell of your stew? Yep, that's right, 5 silver pieces, right now, in my hand. The farmer said, but the stew doesn't even cost 5 silver pieces. That's right, but the smell does. The farmer said, I don't have 5 silver pieces. Then you're going to be thrown into the dungeons, cried the cook. Bring the guards, this man is stolen from me, bring the guards. The guards came, and when the cook told them what he was shouting about, well, first they said, oh, this is ridiculous. But some of the people who wanted the cook to look favorably upon them stood behind him and said, the cook is right. The man must pay him. But some of the other people who couldn't quite afford the stew, they lined up behind the farmer and said, oh, come on now. 5 silver pieces for smell? They argued and argued until finally no one could decide what to do. The guards took the cook and the farmer before the king. The king listened to both men. The cook said, what am I to do? Just give my wares away. I must make a living. This man stole from me. I told him 5 silver pieces. He didn't have it. Throw him in the dungeon. The king said, Does the stew cost 5 silver pieces? The cook said, well, no it doesn't, but the smell does. The farmer said, Your Majesty, I have only 5 copper pennies, enough to buy shoes for my children and maybe something nice for my wife. If I give this man all of my money, it still won't be enough. And besides that, the smell is in the air for anyone. Why should I have to pay for something that belongs to no one? The king listened, and then he said, Farmer, I see what kind of man you are, and cook, I see what kind of man you are. Farmer, the cook will not be satisfied unless you pay him, and so you will have to. The cook grinned. It was a pinched grin, but it was a grin nonetheless. Go back to your cart, cook. The farmer will be along to pay you. As the cook left, the king sent a messenger down to the treasure room. He said, The cook asked for silver, but I will see to it that he gets gold. Bring me a 5-pound bag of gold. The farmer didn't know what to say. He was going to give the cook a 5-pound bag of gold? When the messenger came back, the king handed the farmer the gold and said, Take this down to the cook's cart. Take 1 gold piece out of the bag and tap it up against the cart 5 times so that he may hear the sound of your money and keep the rest of the gold. The farmer ran down to the cart. By the time he got there, lots of people had crowded around. They wanted to see what the king was going to do. The farmer pulled out a gold piece. The cook's eyes began to shine. And then the farmer tapped the gold piece up against the cart 5 times. Ting, 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 ting. So that he could hear the sound of the money. At first everyone was quiet. And then they began to laugh. The farmer put the rest of the money in his belt sash and walked away. Be it fair or be it funny, the man was paid with the sound of money. And that is the story of the wise king, the cook, and the farmer.